Chapter 3. No principle of general law is more universally acknowledged than the perfect equality of nations. Russia and Geneva have equal rights. It results from this equality that no one can rightfully impose a rule on another. Chief Justice John Marshall, The Antelope, 23 U.S. 66, 122, 1825. When the Araganta was captured by the British on January 30, 1820, the Antelope was on the coast of West Central Africa, more than 1,700 nautical miles away. Buying more than 300 slaves was a slow process, and the Antelope may have visited several slaving depots in the months since she had left Cuba. Despite the distance between them, a bit more than 7 weeks later, the Antelope and Araganta would meet violently. This would never have happened had Great Britain not outlawed the African slave trade in 1807, or had the Royal Navy not taken up the task of destroying that trade. Henry John Leake played a crucial role in those efforts. In 1835, he would be knighted for his service, a highlight of a 60-year career in which he rose to full admiral. Leake first went to sea in 1806 at the age of 12. By his 20th year, he had attained the rank of commander, a reward for both bravery in battle and for being well connected through an influential godfather. Sadly for Leake, his promotion came in the summer of 1814, just as the wars against Napoleon wound down. Within a year, Commander Leake returned to England without a ship and on half pay. Since he had not been made a post-captain, a high rank in the Royal Navy that essentially created a lifelong sinecure, there was no chance for continued advancement without a ship. Leake's naval future appeared grim. Leake evidently found some consolation ashore. In November 1818, he married Augusta Sophia Dashwood. Soon after, Augusta Sophia was pregnant. Marriage, however, may have been difficult for a man who had lived most of his adult life afloat in the Royal Navy's structured male world. Within months, Leake sought a return to the sea. Again, being well connected paid off. Unlike most of his fellow officers left on the beach after the war, he received orders for a ship in July of 1819. He was to take command of the ship sloop Myrmidon, embark the Algerine envoy in suite, and return them to North Africa. After conveying this diplomat and his entourage to Algiers,